Okay, now we're recording. I had to push one more button. So, and like I said, if anybody shares a story or something that you don't want on the recording, just let me know after class. I can edit that out. Or, you know, if you just cuss randomly and... Anyway, that was a joke. Didn't really go over well. Okay? So, class schedule. Be here 75% of the time, all right? Excessive tardiness can result in credit being withheld if it's just like every week you're just not making it on time. Then I'll probably throw something at you first, and then we'll talk about it after that. And we'll figure things out, okay? Reading. Students are expected to have read the assigned chapters by the beginning of each class period. I'm not going to really check up with you and be like, did you get all the way through that? That's up to you, okay? We're all adults. You can figure that out. But if you go based on this class schedule, I can guarantee you, you will finish the required reading by the end of the semester. Okay? So I know schedules, things happen. Sometimes you can get it done, sometimes you can't. But the requirement for this first semester to receive a pass is that you need to have read up through Alma chapter 29. So think like Christmas time, Alma chapter 29. Okay? Now, we finish, like, December 12th. And you noticed I just said by Christmas time. So, I'm trying to make this easy, alright? I mean, you still have to do it, but I'm not just going to be, like, super mean about it, okay? So, Alma chapter 29. By the end of this semester, and then you'll complete the entire Book of Mormon by the end of next semester, so we can get that all finished, okay? A final paper, this is what gets you the BYU-Idaho credit for Institute, okay? A final paper will be required at the end of each semester. This paper is to be on a topic related to the Book of Mormon, but will be of the student's own choosing. So related to the Book of Mormon, but if you want to be like, how the Book of Mormon is like video games, please. I'd love to read that one. It just has to be related to the Book of Mormon in some way, okay? Things that people have done previously, you know, lessons learned from Nephi's family, my journey to the Promised Land, those have been some really neat papers. The Book of Mormon and War, the philosophy of 2 Nephi chapter 2, what the Book of Mormon teaches about welfare, King Benjamin and Captain Moroni, how they're different but also the same. And this isn't an English class, okay? So you should worry about grammar and spelling and punctuation like that, but I'm not just going to come unglued if I'm like, what's your name?
Lucky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it. Lucky totally used a semicolon wrong. I'm not even going to care. If I see a semicolon, I'll be like, yay, semicolons. Okay? I actually grew up with a mom who made me like when I would write notes to girls, she would like, let me make sure your punctuation's right. I mean, I know my grammar, but I'm not going to require that of everyone else, all right? Those of you who speak English as a second language, the requirement is that you write it in English. I don't speak, well, I do speak German. Anyone here want to write their paper in German? I didn't think so. Yeah, Sister Van de Graaff. You really want to? That'd be so fun.
Now you can tell me what I'm doing wrong.
If I can remember. I was a German missionary. That's why I speak German. But I don't speak Spanish or French or Cantonese or anything else. I'm just not very good that way. So please write it in English. But those of you who are worried like, I've never really written a paper in English before, it's okay. All right. I'll help you through things. I'm looking more for the ideas than for, you know, proper use of an apostrophe. Okay. So how long should it be? I'm going to say, let's look for at least 3 pages, probably less than 100. The longest one I've had so far was 15. Yeah, but that's up to you, okay? Just normal, double-spaced. I'll put an example once it gets closer to time. I'll put some examples of papers up on the website so you can kind of get an idea of what's this guy looking for, okay? Any questions so far? Does that seem pretty... Anybody freaking out yet? Like, the paper? Okay. My father is a mission president in Africa right now. If he was not in Africa, he's a Book of Mormon professor at Brigham Young University, Provo. So He asks all of his students to write a paper. He asks for 10 pages. I'm just asking for 3. So, yeah, that's right. I'm a lot cooler than he is. So, anyway. No questions? We're good so far? All right. Fantastic. So, again, the class website, brojud.com. Once you get there, just because there were some people who weren't here when I showed you how to get there exactly. Brojud.com, Institute, Fall 2013, Pathway, click on it. It'll get you there. Oh, I got to tell you about this. See this map here? My friend made this. I have a friend who has my same job up in Madison, Wisconsin, and he's an artist. And so he took everything the Book of Mormon kind of says about its own geography. Now, he doesn't say, like, this is exactly where on a modern map that all of it happened. But he just took all of the internal geography and he plotted everything out. And he said that we could use it. So it's downloadable from the website. You can print that out and put it in your scriptures if you want to. And Brother Fulmer, he's a super cool guy. So, good. Let me real quick find out who is here and who's not and all of that. Looking for Vivian Alvarez. Vivian, tell me something about yourself other than you're going to have a baby.
I'm married.
Fantastic.
I have 3 girls, and this is my first year in Pathway. I'm excited. My husband did it last year.
Oh, okay. What was your husband? Okay. Putting things together. All right. That's what do you do for fun other than chase kids?
Right now, rest. Fun as it'll get right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Glad you're here, Vivian. Rolando
yep.
Bautista. Fantastic. Tell me something. What do you do for fun?
Bicycling, hiking, going out with friends, feeding my pet turtle.
You have a pet turtle?
Yeah.
Is he named after one of the Ninja Turtles?
No.
Oh, that was always my dream as a kid. I always wanted to have a turtle named Donatello.
I'm currently working on converting my bed into both a bed and a vivarium for 2 oscillated or jeweled lacertas.
I have no idea what you just said.
They're just lizards.
Okay.
From Spain.
Very good. Okay, there you go. If you need to know anything about reptiles, Rolando's your man. How long has that been an interest of yours?
Since a kid.
Okay. That's really cool. All right. Angelica Chavez.
She's not here yet.
Not here yet. Okay. When she gets here, good to have her. Olivia Delgado.
She's stuck in traffic.
Oh, poor girl. Mm-hmm. Brad Elliott.
Just call him.
Okay. I don't have a Latin bone in my body. So, like, these Latin names, I just can't. They don't come out right. In fact, sometimes when I'm at the store and someone speaks to me in Spanish, I respond in German because I just hear foreign language, must be German. We have these conversations that go nowhere. Okay? I'm going to get Marila?
Get time.
No, just say it for me the right way.
No, Marila.
Marila. Do I have to like Marie?
Marila.
Just
Italian, Marila.
Marilla. Okay. Well, I already kind of know. Well, not everybody knows what you're. So, what do you tell us about you? Family. What do you do for fun? All that. Hi. Come on in.
Thank you.
You have the world's largest Pokemon card collection.
I don't really like it that much.
Okay. Okay, so everyone during the break?
Yes.
What if they talk to you, first, then you don't have to worry about it.
But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I have like that problem that.
All right.
Like, it's not that I don't want to talk to someone, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Just
I'm sorry for sparking a conversation earlier.
It's okay.
No, she's very pleasant to talk with. Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
So please do it.
All right, Marila. Matt Larson.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a funny joke.
You can't do that.
I'm the teacher.
power.
No.
Okay. Everybody got that? Matt is not funny. Actually, he is. That's why I told him to tell a joke. Okay. How do you say that?
It's
Childicia.
Childicia. And you can call me Candace, please.
Candace.
Yes.
All right.
Thank
Candace,
you.
Please, or just Candace?
Candace, please would be awesome.
Candace, please?
Yes.
Candace, please.
Yes.
It just might stick.
It just would be so awesome.
All
right at the beginning of classes. Candace, please.
Candace, please.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you about Candace, please. Daughter of a Baptist minister.
Yes.
Little girl? Two little girls?
Two little boys.
Two little boys.
Well,
okay, I don't know her as well as I thought.
They're 10 and 8.
Okay, 10 and 8.
Anymore.
How, born and raised in Chicago?
Born and raised in Chicago, so I have an awesome story I can tell you up here.
Is it funny? It's after Matt. We need something.
Oh, man.
No,
it might not be funny.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
So, I was actually born in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
My mom and dad were traveling from Little Rock, Arkansas to go back to Chicago. And I just happened to decide to come out of my mommy. And I was born in Memphis, Tennessee. So when people ask me, where are you from? I say Memphis, Tennessee.
It's fantastic.
I don't know anything about
Does that make you nervous, Vivian? Do you have any trips planned?
No, not at all.
Just here, I mean, you'll probably be a pathway baby.
All right.
Please.
Yeah.
Have medical experience.
I was born in Miami, Arizona.
There you go.
Yeah. It's not as cool, is it? But yeah, kind of the same thing.
Yeah, not the same. But it's okay. I am, of course, married. Franklin is my husband's name. We're from Lakeshore Second Ward. I'm a convert, of course, Baptist man. I've been a member for 2 years now, since August 20th, 2011.
All right.
And I don't do anything for fun. I'm sorry.
It's whatever the boys want to do, right?
Yeah. I like to cook, so that's fun.
I don't just tell that goes.
Yep, and I just eat a lot.
All right. That is fun. It's one of those fun things I'm trying to do less of.
Okay.
All right. And Lucky.
Hi.
Hi. It says it right there in parentheses, Lucky.
Yeah. So. My first name is Maria, but ever since I was born, I guess, I was called Lucky, so I grew up like
All right.
I am Mary. I have a 6-year-old daughter. I'm originally from Guatemala. I came to the U.S. when I was... Well, we stayed, actually, when I was 11,
mm-hmm.
So I've been here ever since, and that's pretty much it.
That's great. Where in Guatemala? My little brother was a missionary in Guatemala.
Guatemala City.
Okay. He was in Quetzaltenango.
Oh, yeah, I don't know where that is. Sorry.
It's really in Guatemala, I promise.
Oh, I've heard of it, but I didn't be able to know exactly
yeah,
where the map.
That's fine. And what do you do for fun?
I have a full-time job, so I don't think that's fun. But when I do get the chance, I love taking my daughter to the movies and watch, like, all the Disney movies that come out. Like, that's her hobby. Like,
nice.
We're on the TV, and every time she sees it, she knows we're going.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's fun.
That's great. I love when we can... So, like, I made the joke about Pokemon cards. My sons love Pokemon cards. I have so many Pokemon cards. Not my kids. I do. Yes, that's weird. Your eyes just went like... Yeah. I am a grown-up, but they love them, and so, like, they started collecting these Pokemon cards, and so I was like, if you're gonna have the cards, we're gonna learn how to play the game. And so I, like, got on the internet and printed off the rules, and we all sat down, and we all know how to play the game. And I'm really good at it. So, if you're wondering, I'm really good at Pokemon. Yeah.
How many holographic cards do you have?
Ask me how many full art holographic cards do I have.
Okay.
Yeah, 3. I was not. I always give my kids the good ones, you know? But anyway, all right, Lucky. Glad you're here. Next, we have Chris. Slattery?
Yes.
Fantastic. Chris, what ward do you come from?
Lakeshore Second.
Lakeshore Second. Okay, lots. How many from Lakeshore Second? Oh, just the two of you? Oh, all right. Well, that was just a coincidence. We got 1-2 right there. How long have you been in Chicago?
All my life.
All your life. Born and raised, huh? Fantastic. What do you do for fun, Chris?
Play video games.
Have a favorite one?
No, I don't have a favorite.
Just anything.
Anything.
You just put a controller in your hands,
yes,
and you're a happy kid.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Glad you're here, Chris. Saley? Sally? Saley? Saley?
Siley.
Siley. Tell me about you, Siley.
Well, what do you
want to
know?
I want to know about your family. I want to know where you're from. The whole story in 10 seconds. Ready, go. All
right, so I'm from Honduras. Have 6 brothers, no sisters. And I just came back from my mission. Where were you?
2. You only needed 7 seconds for that. That was really good. So just came home from mission to Kentucky.
Yeah.
And what do you do for fun?
I just watch TV.
Watch TV? Is there anything good on TV anymore?
Disney's good.
Disney?
Oh, yeah.
Disney's good? Oh, there was something that my little sisters got into. Project Runway? Is that something?
That's modeling.
That's what?
Modeling.
Oh, is it?
Fashion design.
I've never really seen it. They just like, they're always like, Project Runway, Project. And I was like, okay, sounds like you all know about it. I'm out of the loop. And Oscar! No Oscar? Okay, no Oscar. We have a few people whose names are not on my list. Introduce yourself.
I'm Andy. I've been a member a month and a day exactly.
A month and a day exactly. Fantastic.
I go to school at Loyola. And funny enough, because I already started my minor and didn't want to switch it because I converted, I made Catholic Studies minor.
That's awesome. I, philosophy major. And I've studied a lot of Catholicism, so we can hang out and talk church. That's great. So what initially made you aware that you may want to be a Mormon?
YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah.
Those videos?
Yeah.
They're good, aren't they?
I actually found, like, it wasn't even that good. It was from the 90s.
Oh, the 90s ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't that good back then.
It was, like, a really random, like, 10-minute one on Planet Salvation.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, this is really weird. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah.
So I went to Mormon.org to actually ask the missionaries there. And then I went to church. And I'm like, I like this.
But I'm assuming you grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
There are quite a few similarities.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's neat. So you're not doing the pathway program, or are you? Yeah, you're at Loyola, so
yeah.
just here for Institute to learn more about the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll do my best. Glad you're here, Andy. And then fashion.
Hi, I'm fashion. I have 2 kids. I'm originally from Washington, D.C. I'm traveling. We are the only on the East Coast of this side in the United States, and I've traveled to the United States for 6 months, up to 2007. But I do for fun, I sing.
So we have to do opening hymns then, is what you're saying.
It's just for fun, like karaoke.
Oh, all right. All right, very good. And I apologize, we came in after I called your name.
I'm sorry.
That's fine, that's fine.
My name is Angelica Chavez. I have been a member of the church. I'm going to be 3 years in September. I know the church. 8 years ago, so I made the decision to be a member 3 years ago.
That's great.
Yeah, I have 2 daughters, I'm married, I have been in Chicago for about 10 years, almost 11.
All right. Well, good. You all have a lot more Chicago experience than I do. I'm still, I know, I still put ketchup on my hot dogs and... Oh, the first time somebody yelled at me for that, I was like, step back, bro. It's just ketchup. Hold on. I was like, you're new, aren't you? How could you tell? They all just laugh. Anyway, okay. So anyone who did come in late and you're still wondering about class, brojud.com, click on Institute, Fall, Pathway. It'll give you a lot of the information that we just went over. Okay. So with that, I'm just going to go down the list. Vivian, we don't know how long you'll be with us. I mean, it's not like you're dying, but,
yeah.
You know. Would you mind offering an opening prayer for us?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Here,
sit right there. Don't even stand up. Just,
okay.
Just.
I mean, I do need the extra, but okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you very much for all the blessings you give us. Thank you very much for this wonderful program you have offered each and every one of us. Please bless us that we may understand and Brother Judd has prepared for us. And please bless Brother Judd as best. everything you always give us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Vivian. I appreciate that. Well, I have the pleasure of teaching you from my favorite book. I can honestly say the Book of Mormon is my favorite book in the world. As I mentioned before, I studied philosophy when I went to the university. Philosophy is very, you think a lot. I mean, it's one of those majors where it doesn't really do a whole lot of good. But I had a lot of questions about life. I had a lot of questions about what is right and what is wrong. Why do some people act one way and others think a different way? And I grew up in the home of a church educator. My dad, he taught seminary for years and years and years, and eventually was hired at BYU to be a member of the religion department there. And so I can't say that I've always loved this book, because for about the first 14 years of my life, I felt like my parents were saying, read this. Read it. You have to. I mean, I feel like half the time my dad would speak in Book of Mormon talk to me. I'd come home from school, Jake, how art thou? You know, I'm surprised that, you know, not all of my family's, my brothers and sisters' names come from the Book of Mormon. Because my parents love this book. And they wanted me to love it so much that I kind of rebelled for a while. I don't want to read your blue book. I mean, what's so special about that thing? Most mornings of my life growing up, I would wake up in the morning, I would go upstairs to get my cereal, and my mom would be sitting at the kitchen table with her Book of Mormon. I'm not sure when the last time was that my mom missed a day of reading from the Book of Mormon. I'm the oldest of four children. I am married to my wife, Lindsay. We have four kids, doing pretty well. My little sister, Jessica, she went on a mission to Russia. She just got married a year and a half ago and just barely had her first son. My little sister, Rachel, has two kids. She lives in Ann Arbor. Her husband's doing a PhD. And my little brother, Adam, just got home from his mission to Guatemala. And my family has been very, very blessed. Now, and I don't really think it's because of anything specifically that my parents did other than keep this book as a prominent figure in our home. There are blessings that come from focusing on the Book of Mormon that really can't be found anywhere else. So I'd like to share with you a quote from, I can't remember which prophet it was that said this. They all say such good things. But those of you with kids, and I weren't sure how many of us there would be that had children here, but there are quite a few of us. And those of you that don't have kids, this still applies. This quote is from President Marion G. Romney, who was a member of the first presidency a while back. He said this. He said, "I feel certain that if in our homes parents will read from the Book of Mormon prayerfully and regularly, both by themselves and with their children, the spirit of that great book will come to permeate our homes and all who dwell therein. The spirit of reverence will increase." Three boys? "The spirit of reverence will increase. Mutual respect and consideration for one another will grow. The spirit of contention will depart. Parents will counsel their children in greater love and wisdom. And children will be more responsive and submissive to the counsel of their parents. Righteousness will increase. Faith, hope, and charity, the pure love of Christ, will abound in our homes and lives, bringing in their wake peace, joy, and happiness." I can testify that the Book of Mormon did that to my family. And like I said, sure, I wasn't too like, I don't know, just read the Book of Mormon, that's going to change my life. I mean, I'd been to school, I'd read books before. You know, I made it all the way through The Tale of Two Cities, and at the end of it, I was like, great, I know a story. I've read other books.